Cheskas Yas Mikaimi. Lamaisa, the son of the kids, Yash and the father. The property is by them. If so, if they're holding the property, it should be Viyala Manalavi Raya. Therefore, since they say they paid her up already, she says, no, I didn't get, I want to collect money. Since she's the one that wants to come and collect the money, she has to prove it. So it should be on her to prove by Eidim that she didn't receive a penny yet. That's one side. All right, turn over. By Dilma, maybe the other side is, Nichse Becheska Samonakaimi. No, these Nechasim, since it's Meshubit for the Ksuba, when the husband owned it, these things, like Rashi says, Sharei Nishtabdu, but Tanai Bezdin. Bezdin was Meshabba, these Nechasim for Ksuba. So therefore, we see these properties in her Rishus. Therefore, Be'alai Yisoyim, Malavi Raya. Therefore, now the Yisoyim say, listen, we paid you up already, we want to keep the rest of the property. She has the right to say, nothing doing, I'm not going to let you keep anything yet, because I didn't get paid yet. That's the Shaila. So this property, and whose Rishus do we see it? Do we see it by the Simon, or do we see it by her, by the Amona? So Toshima, come and bring your proof. The Tony Levi, Red Levi learned, Almono calls the man Shaloi Nises, calls the man like she didn't get married a second time, she didn't remarry yet. Ala Yisoyimim lo viraya. You should know there's any question whether she got paid up or not. The Yisoyimim have to bring the proof. In other words, Kol Shaman, she didn't get married yet. We look as if the property is in her Rishus, and therefore she's believed, and they have to bring a proof. Nisseis, once she remarried, then Olei lo viraya. Once she remarried, then it's like we see as if she collected the ksuba already. So she's not a muchzik anymore than a chasim anymore. So therefore, it's more Rishus the Yershim, and if she wants to complain to say she didn't receive anything yet, then she has to bring a proof. So it's a right here that before she remarries, the Nechasim Taker are in her Rishus. Since the property is Meshubit, what the husband owns is Meshubit for Ksuba, we look as if the property is by her, and therefore she has a right to keep it. Unless they bring a proof the opposite. Omar Rav Simi Barashi. Kitanoi, really, I'll tell you this, the Machlokes Tanoim. Why? Like this. We learned Alocha, Moicheres, V'Koyseves, Edel Amazonas. Let's say she goes there and sells the property. As after the husband dies, she goes now and sells it. And she writes when she sells it, that this property I'm selling right now is l'mezoinus, so I can collect my mezoinus, machati. V'eilo l'ksuba machati. Then if she sells more property, she has to write down exactly why she's selling it. She's selling this to collect the ksuba. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. That when the amona sells the property, she has to say for what she's doing it. Reb Yosi Yomer, no, Moicheres V'Kasevistan. She has the right just to sell the property. She doesn't have to say for what purpose she's selling it. V'chein Koicha Yofa. And therefore she has a better hand. Her hand, she's Yofa, she's better. She has more power here. So Mora says, what's this Machlokes Tolian? My love, isn't it? Paul Keniflagi. This is the Machlokes, this is what they're arguing in. The Reb Yehuda, the Yoma Boy Lefrushay, Reb Yehuda, it sells when she sells anything. She has to write down and say exactly for what purpose she's selling it. Sovar Nichse Becheskas Yas Mikaimi. That the Nechosimir really are on the Yisoyimim's property. And the Allah Monolavi Raya. And she has to bring a proof. So true, the Yisoyimim are not saying anything. But the Yisoyimim are agreeing right now, we didn't pay yet. Therefore, she has the right to go and sell the property to get her money to live on. But I call upon them, she has to say exactly what she's doing, because it's considered like she's taking it away from them. For Rabbi Yossi Sava, Rabbi Yossi Sava says no, she doesn't have to say for what she's selling it for. Sava is Leiboy Lefrushe. Rabbi Yossi Sava Leiboy Lefrushe. She does not have to explain for what purpose she's selling it. It's a chur to svar because Nichse Becheska Salmona Kaime. Because we look as if this property is in her rishus anyway. So therefore, she has the right to do what she wants. Feel how Yisoyim love Iraya. If there's any problem, she's doing something good or not, the Yisoyim has to prove the other way. So therefore, she's allowed to sell it stam. And if the Yisoyim has any problem for what purpose she sold it, they'll have to bring the proof. So who it is the Machlekes? So Mer says, no, me my, who tells you that? Dilma may be the Kuliyam, everybody else here, Nichse Becheska Samonakaimi. Could be like we said before. Everybody agrees since the property was Meshubat for Ksuba, we look as if this property is in her possession. It's like by her, by the Amona. Well, how Yisoyimim lo viraya. And it's on the children now, the Yisoyimim, the Yashin, the husband, the father, to bring a proof. So then, what's the Yudis Svara? Why does she have to say exactly for what purpose she's selling it? Tzatev Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Tzatev Kamash Malon. Rabbi Yehuda is just giving a good advice. You know why? People should not call her like a big fresco. She's eating too much. Like this, she goes and sells property every other day. So people are thinking, well, she's selling it for us for her own food. And they'll think, oh, look how much food she's eating. It's not nice. Nobody will marry her again. So therefore, for her own sake, it's kedai to write down for what purpose she's selling it. That people should know you're not selling all this for herself to eat, but she's selling it for the ksuba. But Enochnami, everybody agrees it's really in her possession. Mar says, now, Dila, Tame Lachas, if you're not going to say it like this, hold the boy, Rabbi Yechna. That's what Rabbi Yechna has to Shiloh, the Churatif should lay him as Nisan. Why don't we bring a proof from our Mishnah right over here? And it says what? My cheres le mezoinois shloi de vezdin. She has a right to sell property, the almona. Now, when the husband dies, so the wife now has a right to sell the property, shloi de vezdin, not in front of vezdin even, for a mezoinus. Uksubas v'chaisevus, she has to write down, elu le mezoinus machati. For this purpose, I sold it. So why didn't you bring a right for this Mishnah, if so? Elo v'mastis and nekla mashmin or what can you bring a right for this Mishnah? I'll tell you the etzatevah k'mashmin. Because I'll tell you, Pshan the Mishnah is only an advice. He's only telling you good advice what to do. That's what he's saying in the Mishnah. So achinam, the same thing over here also by our halacha here. I'll tell you the same thing. Here in this Bryce, all it means to say is just, Rabbi Yehuda, all he meant to say is just etzatevah k'mashmin. So therefore there's no proof from Rabbi Yehuda to argue that said that the property is not nourishes. Could be everybody agrees the property is in the Almona's Rishus. That's why she should write down exactly for what she's selling it is a good advice for that people shouldn't think Sam she's a fresser. In Ami, maybe I'll tell you the opposite way. Maybe really I'll tell you the Kuliyam, really everybody, Nichsei, Becheskas, Yasmi, Kaimi. Maybe everybody holds the opposite. That really the Nechosim should be in the Yisayimim's Rishus. That the Yisayimim Yashin, their father, therefore they have a right to keep it. And it's in their possession. So if so, behind the time of Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi then? Why doesn't she, when she goes and sells the property for a ksuba for a mezoinus, why doesn't she have to explain herself like and write down for exactly for what purpose she's selling it? Like she's taken away from the assignment. She should have to prove it. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Kedi Abaye Kshisha. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yossi says, she doesn't have to explain herself, goes according to Abaye Kshisha. The Yomra Abaye Kshisha said like this, what's the example for Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Shita, that says what she does not have to explain herself for exactly what she sold it? She just let her sell it stam. I tell you, leshchidmera, to a person that's like dying. Shama that he writes tenu masayim zuz lepleini baal chayvi, that give $200 to this person. He's my baal chayv, I owe money. Is rotsa b'chayvi noitlan, rotsa b'matana noitlan. Like he said a double lashon. He said a lashon, tenu masayim zuz lepleini. Mashma, give him a present. And then it says, baal chayvi. Then it says, he's my baal chayv. He's saying like two different things here. He's saying what? You give it to him because I owe him the money. Or else give it to him because I'm giving to him a present. So it says, this person now has a right to take whichever way he wants to.